listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Amid the ongoing cost of living crisis and housing shortfall in Victoria, the Council to Homeless Persons is reporting nearly 50% of its frontline workers are considering leaving the job. It recently conducted a survey of 250 staff members. CEO Deborah Di Natale says the results were disappointing.
Half of the frontline workers are considering quitting the sector, and that's because the workloads are so high and there are just no places to be exiting people into.
A pregnant woman was taken to hospital yesterday following a crash north of Bendigo. It's believed the woman was driving a black Honda SUV, which collided with a white van at approximately 9:10 a.m. near the intersection of the Midland Highway and Howard Street in Epsom. The driver of the van received minor injuries while the woman was taken to hospital for observation. Briefly, the Victorian government is dishing out new grants to support live music festivals across the state. Up to $50,000 is available as part of the Live Music Festivals Fund. And Mildura City Council is looking into new opportunities for its entertainment calendar. Andrew Schau explains.
With the organisers of the Mildura Wentworth Music Festival deciding against holding the event this year, council are now looking into other events to help fill that hole. Mildura Entertainment reportedly were concerned the funding council could provide in light of other events on the national calendar would make it difficult to compete, with Mayor Liam Wood thanking the organisers for their efforts, but says council will now be hoping to develop a new event and would also welcome proposals from other organisers.
Bendigo Pioneers product Harley Reid has been named the AFL's Rising Star nominee for Round 5. The number one draft pick notched up 27 disposals and a goal in front of a packed Perth Stadium, helping the West Coast Eagles to their first win of the season.